evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What an absolutely fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. Phenomenal guest speaker. We're going to have some special training, remarkable, fantastic announcements. But I'm really excited to kick off tonight's call by letting you all know. I kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit on our group call we do the very first Monday of every month, and just a special shout out to Mr. Eddie Peters. He did a phenomenal job on that B2B call. But I mentioned on that call that the registration for the hotel rooms for our More Success Team Family Retreat in March that we're going to kick off right here at One Prepaid Way in Ada, and then follow that up.
I'm listening to that conference call.
In Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Oklahoma City, the registration for the rooms are open. I've been getting text after text. Those rooms will go quickly. We have a limited room block. Go to moresuccessteam.com and get registered tonight. You get your hotel room reserved for that event. Of course, you can register for the event itself on our website, and you need to click on the link to register your room there at the Renaissance. I gave you special pricing for the More Success Team. We're really excited about it. We'll go into the details a little bit later, but right now I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director Millionaire Club. There's a tremendous amount of background feedback on my end, guys, and I apologize for that, but like I was saying, a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
I can. The call is very clear now.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm trying to keep everybody muted out from my end as well as I can. There's just a lot of people on tonight, and we're so very excited. But I can't tell you how excited I am, of course, to hear from Legal Shield's new CEO tonight. Also, later on the call, we're going to be going over all the new promotions for the month of August. But to introduce tonight's special character, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 Executive Director who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on? We have Mr. Moore on the call.
Can you hear me, Randy?
I can now, Mr. Moore. Go ahead.
There's a few people on the call. I hope we can mute out or something there. It's really interfering. And this next speaker, I really want to have a very, very clear line. We did have a great call with Eddie Peters a while ago. It's a great deal. And I might say before we get started that, as Jeremy's talking about registering, anyone that recruits three on our team this month, our sales 10 gets their name put in a drawing, which we'll talk about more. And wherever they're at in the United States, I'll be paying for air flight for two to fly in. Of course, we'll have more but the company has given us so many great promotions, I won't even start to say anything about that. But, Randy, you know, before I introduce this next man, I would like to say I bitch with Mr. Stonecipher. You know, I've been friends for so many years, and he and Shirley both think this guy is just exactly what we need. Everybody else has been so gracious and so good and worked so hard bringing things up from Rip Mason to Alan Fernley, so good to us. You know, they were absolutely Patrick Hodges, Rip Mason, Alan Fernley, all at the breakout. Rip Mason, Alan Fernley, Mr. Jeff Belts graciously conceded, and Rip Mason said, because he got her schedule, he's going to see if he couldn't work it in. He'd want to be a retreat. But this gentleman, I'm proud to say, I'm prejudiced. I heard somebody whispering in the background. He said that he's born in the state of Oklahoma, folks. This gentleman has got a grandmother over in Oklahoma City, and he didn't say I could say all this, but I believe he got folks over at Guthrie. I had breakfast with him the other morning. A very gracious man, a God-fearing man. You know, he's got his intelligence is so far above mine that it's hard for me to cooperate with him. I guess I'm trying to do the best I can, but he's just been a senior executive management position at Microsoft, Chrysler, and Ford, now the brand new CEO of Legal Shield. The gentleman that's the the spark that's lighting the fuses to put us to the billion-dollar company that I've always dreamed since the day I started and talked to Mr. Stone over many times, Mr. Smith. We've always dreamed it's become the billion-dollar company. Now's the time. Now's the place. This is a product. Only things lacking is left up to us. We have a leader that won't lead from behind. We have a leader that'll lead in front. Ladies and gentlemen, someone that I already feel is my friend, I hope he feels the same way. Nobody but Mr. Jeff Bell. Welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you, Mr. Moore. I can only say it is an absolute honor and a pleasure. I'm speaking to you this evening from the desk of our founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, here in Ada, Oklahoma. And I can't tell you, I just got goosebumps by even saying that. And Ken was correct. My first week with the company, I had the great honor of spending time with Harlan and with Shirley. And what was going to be a lunch ended up ending in a few hours of meeting and reflection. And I can't tell you how much that meant to me. But I also would like to keep the record straight. The first person that I met from this incredible organization, this incredible sales organization, was a breakfast the day before with Mr. Ken Moore. And that was an absolute inspiration, and it was an outstanding way for me to begin my tenure and my service to all of you with this great company. I wanted to start off this evening by talking a little bit about why I chose not this job, because, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear. I've had jobs, and I have been honored to work for some great American companies like Ford Motor Company and like the Chrysler Corporation and Microsoft, and I've always done it with a commitment. But when I had this opportunity presented to me, and I did my due diligence like any good potential associate would do to make sure that this thing is bona fide, to make sure that it is as real as the people who present it as an opportunity, I did my research because I was not looking for a job, ladies and gentlemen. I was looking for a passion. I was looking for something that would allow me to spend the rest of my working days committed to something that is greater than myself. And I can tell you without question, I have found that. I have found my home in Legal Shield. And it is for a very, very simple reason that I can say that with the utmost of conviction. Very few times in life do we have the opportunity to do well while we are doing good. And let me explain what I mean by that. This company does it in two different ways that really matter. The first is, and I heard this phrase from our new executive chairman of the board, Mr. Rip Mason. And he used the phrase that this is a company that provides equal access to equal justice. And that really summarized in my own mind the great spirit that I felt in meeting people at this company, listening to calls when our members phone in, meeting with our legal providers. There is a constant commitment to this principle that all women and men are created equal before God. And that is a promise that we make, and we will always fight to fulfill, yet we never can obviously do that here on earth. We are not perfect, but yet we strive to fulfill that promise of being able to be there when perhaps no one else is there for one of our members. We will be there as the last person standing with a conviction to do what is right. And that is a special, very special promise that we hold true. As Ken mentioned, I was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And yes, indeed, this may, in fact, be seen as the prodigal son returning home. And it is a prideful, very prideful moment for me. My grandmother was born 25 miles from Ada, Oklahoma, in Lindsay, Oklahoma. And in fact, my great aunt, my grandmother's sister, was named after this city. She was named Ada, Aunt Ada and Uncle Charlie, although they lived in Guthrie, Oklahoma when I met them as a child. And so my roots are deep here in Oklahoma. I still have my mother's and father's families in this great state as well as in Texas, although I moved to Ohio with my family when my father got a job after finishing his ROTC and military requirements. We moved out to Dayton, Ohio. But coming home to me, it really means something. And it's something that matters to me. And when I grew up, though, both in Oklahoma as well as in rural Ohio, south of Dayton, Ohio, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I don't begrudge anyone who has the opportunity to be born with some kind of great grace. I give them all the great encouragement for their lives, but I was not one of those people, and I will tell you why Legal Shield meant something to me. I remember growing up, my father used to say that banks were for the businesses and for the wealthy people. And I remember that we didn't always have that person to turn to, even from a financial perspective. I remember companies like the Associates or Household Finance, and I even worked with those companies when I was at Ford Motor Company. The Associates was part of their portfolio financial services firm. And what they did was they lent money to people who couldn't get the time of day in one of those big banks. And so when I learned about Legal Shield and the vision of prepaid legal services from Harlan Stonecipher, the fact that there has to be a better way for every man and woman to have a chance to be represented equally under the law, that felt to me like a mission. That felt to me like something that was special, not a job, but a passion. Equal access to equal justice. The second message to me that I would like to make sure I share tonight is when I talk about doing well and doing good, it is another incredible promise that our founding fathers gave to us, one nation under God. And they said that we were all equal to pursue an opportunity of life, liberty, and that pursuit of happiness. Equality of opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, doing well while doing good. I wish our nation was as steadfast and true in the commitment to allowing everyone the chance to improve their lives, their family lives, and for future generations as the commitment and the promise that we make at Legal Shield. Because that is, in fact, what we do. We present an opportunity for people through hard work and perseverance, but with a true conviction and belief in the product that we present, the service that we bring, both to provide legal services as well as identity theft protection, we present this chance not only to do well for ourselves and for our families, but in so doing, we are doing good. And when we present the opportunity to others, we are holding out that chance for people to be able to change their lives, not just for a day, but forever. Second message I'd like to share with you all tonight is that I have a philosophy. It's a leadership philosophy that was groomed, quite frankly, from my own family and from my own upbringing. And it's something that I've also tried to put in practice, and I've seen that it is something that holds a truth that I believe in profoundly. And that is that in order to lead, you must first serve. You must serve, and then you can lead. And when I speak about service, I'm speaking about serving this company by ensuring that our legal providers receive the support, the tools, the systems, the service that they need in order to continually work harder and harder on behalf of our members. The same thing is true in partnership with Kroll Associates. We need to continue to improve the service that we offer, because this is only going to become a bigger and bigger challenge for everyone in this great nation to be able to protect their identity, given that there are evil forces trying to steal it and to do bad things with it that we must protect our members against. When I speak of service, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also speaking about serving our members. And I've already said how strongly I feel about the fact that this is a product and a service. It is almost too good to be true. And in fact, it is a fair question, both when trying to sell our memberships and to present our opportunity. People can say, never would have thought about this. My goodness, it just seems too good to be true. Well, that is a challenge that we must turn into our opportunity. And it means, by the way, that this is not like buying bar soap. This is something that again, with a commitment, with excellent product training, we need to be able to have a persistence of a constitution that if someone says no, Eddie in the last call in our group call said, we all seem to still be bothered by the word no. No simply means that people haven't had a chance to understand it on their terms. And when I look at our present business, we're a $500 million business. I do not understand why we only have 1.4 million members. I do not understand why do we not have two? Why do we not have three? Why do we not have six? Why do we not have 12? This is a mission, ladies and gentlemen, because the more people we bring into our community as associates and as members, the greater service we're giving to this great nation, both equality of opportunity and equal access to equal justice. I should let you know another person equal to Mr. Ken Moore in his stature in this great company, Dave Savula. I was very lucky because I happened to mention to him that I was a football player, both in high school and in college. And for any of you that know Dave, he fancies himself to be a football coach and a football scholar. I am a football player, and what I learned from playing football is a couple of really critical lessons, and that is that there are about 50 to 60 plays in a game, and no matter how good you are, you're going to find yourself on the seat of your pants looking up at somebody who knocked you down to that space. And the question is, at that moment, are you going to just sit there, or are you going to get back up? And that's one of the things that I want to share with everybody tonight, my third message, is that there is a necessity to do hard work for great things to take place. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't work hard to gain the freedom to be able to dictate how we want to work and how we want to spend our time with our family and our loved ones. It simply means that there's got to be some effort to get to that point of empowerment to make the choice of how you're going to be trading off money and time. And I apologize for those who don't enjoy football or sports, but I will bore you with a couple of things that really moved me this week, which was a big week in the National Football League because it inducted some Hall of Famers. And I'm of the age now where the people that are coming through were heroes of my own. One of them was Mr. Ray Guy, who was inducted after an incredible career, the first punter ever brought into the Football Hall of Fame. And I was moved by some words that he shared in his induction speech. And I'll share those with you now. He said, quote, "Everybody, according to my dad, was very equal. When you gave your word, you honored it. When you started something, you finished it. You saw it through. Quitting is the easy way out," he would say. "Staying in and fighting and building character and success, it is hard. You build honor and trust when others know you'll be beside them until the very end. I'm very proud of my father, and I still benefit from the things that he taught me." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have chosen any better words to share with you tonight in terms of the challenges and the opportunities that we have before us. The work isn't easy. People are going to say no. Absolutely. That's life. That just means there's a chance to speak to them again until they find a way to learn about it and embrace it on their own terms. There's not one way. There's many ways. But it is going to be one of those things that work leads to good results. Mr. Ken Moore told me during our breakfast, I asked him if there's one thing that worries you. What is it? And he told me. He said, "I'm concerned about product training and whether all of our associates are well-versed in our product." And so I challenge everybody on this call to take that very seriously. I'm going to. Our commitment to training, to continual training, to making sure that our product benefits are well explained and well understood. I'm steadfast in that, and I'm asking for everybody to redouble their efforts to ensure that when we speak to a potential new associate, or if someone just signed up in part of the incredible success of June and July, incredible success, and I congratulate everyone on this call for their hard work. Now is the time to ensure, as people have the enthusiasm, that they really understand this product as they turn to share the good news with more people, that they understand what is covered as part of our membership. Make sure that no stone is left unturned, that we have the stories that can be shared of those whose lives have been helped. I listen to a call on the 24-hour helpline, and when you hear the voice of a mother say, they've just arrested my son, and I don't have anyone else to turn to, you know that we're doing something special with what we offer. It's important that we have a good understanding of what is covered and encouraging our associates to promote all of the benefits, the manifold benefits that we present, so that they are strong in their own conviction. We also need to make sure that when we speak to our members that they understand it. And I also want to say, if it's not already known, let me stress, if you get it in a car accident, your auto insurance rate goes up. If you have an accident at home and make a claim, your homeowner's insurance goes up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have your will done, if you have a document reviewed when you sell or buy a home, if you have a new job and want somebody to look over a contract, if you've got some work done and you need somebody to check over that contract, if you have any question, no matter how trivial or traumatic, you pick up the phone and you call the legal provider in your state, and ladies and gentlemen, the more you use it, it doesn't cost you anything more at all. But what it means for us is that that member is going to be more satisfied. That is going to be a higher quality of written business. They are going to stay with us, and guess what else? They're going to tell other people. And in fact, they may themselves become so convinced and committed that they become an associate. You know, it's very true. You're only one associate away from that big explosion in terms of building your own network of enthusiasm and truth. The fifth thing I wanted to mention tonight is that this is an organization that is built by Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher, and that foundation is rock solid. It is built from strength, and from that foundation, the last several years, it has been taken to a higher quality level still by Rip Mason, by Alan Fernley, by Kathy Pinson, by Steve Williamson, by Darnell Self, by Mr. Ken Moore, by all of our platinums and leaders. And I tell you that we are built now for growth. And I won't repeat myself, but I'll tell you, we cannot stand at where we are. If we double this business, we become a billion-dollar company. But that, again, is not the end. The end is not just about growing and profiting. It's growing and knowing that we are doing it with a great product and service for this nation and for Canada. It's not my nation. It's one that I truly respect, and I'm so proud that we're able to represent, but also for all Canadians to be able to bring forward a product and a service with great pride. Some people have asked, well, what's happening now? Rip has a new title. You're the new CEO. Rip Mason is not going anywhere. He's going to be doing exactly what he loves to do, and that is to spend time with our field sales leadership, all of our associates, continuing to drive us to new heights of growth in recruitment as well as in member sales. And then you may ask, well, what is your role going to be? Well, it's going to be the same as what Rip was doing. I am the chief executive officer, and I will continue to serve in every capacity that I mentioned. But I want you to think of me as a plus one. Rip, although it seems sometimes he can be in two places at one time, that just is against God's laws of nature. And so if there's an opportunity for me to attend an event where Rip is somewhere else, I'm that plus one. With the same message, with the same passion, with the same skills of listening to you and the needs that you have to be able to take us to the next level so that we can continue to improve our services, our tools, our processes for this great company. I am that plus one. I think I've spoken long enough, and I just wanted to end with something that I've heard Mr. Moore say, and it is something that was shared by one of my great mentors, Mr. Jim O'Connor at Ford Motor Company. And it's something that I truly believe now. This is a homecoming for me, ladies and gentlemen, not only because this company is headquartered in Ada, Oklahoma, my home state, but it's also because truly I believe that I have found my home. I've just want to wish God's blessings on all of you, and I share with you the following thought from my good friend. One God, one family, one wife, one company, and that company for me, ladies and gentlemen, is Legal Shield. God bless you all, and thank you so very much for having time tonight.
Mr. Bell, what an inspiration you are, sir. What a great inspiration. And you're right, Alan and Rip, they have been more than gracious. They've worked so hard. And I know that you're not just a plus one, sir. You're above that. Thank you so much for being on our call tonight. I'm sure Randy or Jeremy will want to thank you also. I'm looking for you. You'll be in the office tomorrow. Maybe we'll run across each other. Thank you, sir. I could say hold it on, but I just appreciate you very much. Thank you, sir. Randy, Jeremy, anyone?
Mr. Bell, thank you so much. Randy Moore here, second generation of our family. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. We respect you. We believe in you, and we're going to back you 100%.
Thank you, Randy.
All right.
Thank you, sir, and I hope you have a good night. You're welcome to stay on the rest of the call if you'd like. Thank you very much. God bless. Randy, we got Mr. Who we got to speak next? Mr. Tony Barkley first, and then go to the others.
We can, if you'd like. We'll go to South Carolina and to another top executive director, Mr. Tony Barkley. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
Boy, yes, I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
What a call, my friend. What a call.
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Mr. Moore. And, you know, I'm not often short on words, and I'm speechless because one of the things that's quite apparent is that our new CEO, Mr. Bell, has that passion. He has that fire that's just transparent as it comes across this line. And, you know, if we mix in the great things that we talked about last week about the retreat coming up in Oklahoma City, and we mix in all the announcements the company and the corporate office put out there, and then we mix in a new CEO and new leaders coming into business like a Herbie Robinson out in Jacksonville who had his PBR, and he had four recruits and four mentorships. You know, Performance Club qualifying, this is an exciting time. It's an exciting run, and it's official and it's real. And all I got to say is the train has taken off, all aboard. And to the leaders of the Platinums in the call, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, Mr. Bell, God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Sir, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Thanks for all you do, Tony.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Barkley. But now we want to go out to the state of Arizona and to go over the new August promotions. I want to go to another top executive director on the team, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I thought my belief level was pretty high after finishing up my 13th year in the business, but I think after hearing Mr. Bell, I think he just took that up a notch. So really feeling good about who's leading the company. And the company has announced five significant promotions in August that you'll want to be aware of if you're not already, and promote them throughout your team. And there is, if you log into the associate portal, right when you log in on the scrolling marquee, there's an ad for the August is hot promotions with a flyer you can click on and download, as well as a video that you can watch with Mr. Darnell self. I also recommend that you go to the calls area of the portal in the where the leadership show is and watch the August 1st, if you haven't already, special leadership show, because they really go into more detail with Patrick Hodges and Alan Fernley, as well as Darnell on that call. But just to hit the highlights, the kind of the Cliff Notes version, the first major promotion and the one I'll spend the most time on tonight is announced is what they're calling getting junior associates paid and promoted. You know, the first check in someone's career in Legal Shield, sometimes called the belief check, you know, the first promotion, is just, you know, vitally important to help new associates get started, have some success, see that first check hit their bank account. It shows that it's real, you know, see the big picture. So they've announced a fast start reset for all associates at the junior associate level. So whether they're newer or came in a while back and for whatever reason they did not fast start qualify, they kind of have a second chance. And all they have to do to get another 30-day fresh fast start window is to, during the month of August, take the brand new online or the brand new basic training class, either, you know, live or the new online version they're going to be rolling out. It might be available yet later this week, and will be found by logging into the associate portal, click on the training tab, then choosing basic training, and then there'll be live or online. So you can see if there's one scheduled in your area live or the online version. Again, it's not there right this second, at least last I checked, but I heard earlier today they said that it could be added as soon as Wednesday this week. So don't hold your breath. You know, don't wait or let the date of a live class or the online option affect, you know, your game plan or activity for helping your associates take full advantage of this promotion. You know, get started on helping your associates expose people to information or scheduling inviting to a private business reception or to your, you know, weekly events, your luncheons, and your business briefings. And fit that training in whenever it ends up being available. You know, that's the only thing I would really say is not to wait for a live class or that online to be available to get into action right away. Also, from a technicality standpoint, the 30-day fast start reset clock, from what I understand, doesn't officially begin until the training, either live or online, is completed. But again, don't use that, you know, technicality as a reason to procrastinate or to hold anybody back. Use urgency to your advantage and get those associates into action. Again, whether they're newer or whether they've been around any length of time and you see that they're still at the junior associate level. So that's the first promotion announcement. The second one was that the 3x15 promotion will continue during the month of August, which allows someone to advance to the senior associate level with 3 frontline associates and a total of only 15 team membership sales instead of the usual 30. So half the production it normally takes to advance if they do it within their first 60 days. And to clarify, this month's promotion applies to new associates recruited during the month of August. So any that were recruited the last couple months, they still have their 60-day window, but the promotion this month during August is from this point forward, any new associates recruited in August, from what I understand, then they have 60 days to take advantage of that 3x15, and that's any, you know, number of personal sales can count towards that 15 team membership sales. And the third promotion applies to anyone who advances to manager during the month of August and has at least 15 new team membership sales, with at least one of those being personal sale. So it could be one personal sale or all 15 could be personal, but at least one needs to be personal. And they also will also earn an Apple iPad Mini, you know, tablet computer that's Wi-Fi enabled. It's Legal Shield branded. And just so you know how to get to manager, if you're not already a manager, is you need at least 3 lines of sponsorship, okay, so at least 3 frontline associates with at least a fast start qualifier or someone that's at least made associate level in each of those 3 lines, and a total of 100 you know, team sales, either past or present, a total of 100 team sales. Of course, any an unlimited number of personal sales can count towards that 100. So that's the advance to manager. The fourth announcement was for anyone who has a goal of qualifying for executive director the next couple months. Now, they added an additional month towards the 2 months you need to qualify to attend the fall executive director only conference in Orlando, Florida, called Pathway to Platinum. All right, so if you're interested in qualifying, or if you've been close, or maybe you've qualified 1 month already for executive director, to receive an invite, you must qualify for executive director any 2 of the 4 months between June and September. In other words, anyone who hasn't qualified as an executive director in June or July would need to qualify this month in August as well as next month in September to be invited to the fall ED conference in October in Orlando, Florida. So that's the fourth promotion. In the fifth one, lastly, since, you know, recruiting is the lifeblood of any good business or sports team, Legal Shield announced for the rest of this year the normal $149 associate fee will be reduced to $99 until midnight on December 31st of the last day of 2014. And, you know, I've spoken to numerous people around the country who are very excited about this particular announcement, which, of course, can help fuel the qualifications and level advancements for all the previous announcements that we just covered. And the cherry on top was, in order to give the company a few days to change over the pricing and the computer, the $75 associate fee has been extended until this Thursday, August 7th at midnight. So it's still $75 right now for new associates to join the business. until this Thursday, August 7th at midnight Central Time, when it will switch over to the $99 rate for the rest of this year. So very excited about, you know, the promotions, Randy. Very excited about who's leading our company. And I just never been more proud or more excited about the future. And I'm definitely going to take advantage of this month. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. You did an awesome job going over those. And just got a quick text here from another executive director of the state of Utah. He's got a couple of things he wants to go over real quick. And that's Mr. Damian Cheever. Damian, are you on? Do we have Damian on the call? He may be, let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, Damian.
All right, cool deal. Well, I got to tell you, I'm from Idaho, but that's okay. Just one of the promotions I wanted to touch on, Alex already talked about it, but just a way to take advantage of it, the iPad promotion for manager. And, you know, there are a lot of people, you know, who are junior associates on my team, who are associates on my team. They haven't done anything in forever. Maybe they never did anything. But, you know, because of the way we build it, because they've got someone on their team who ended up doing something, you know, they might only be a junior associate or an associate, but they can qualify for manager probably by fast start qualifying, probably just by hitting the reset, and they'd be eligible for the iPad. And so earlier tonight I sent out 26 emails to people in my open lines who could qualify for manager simply by recruiting two people and by then getting those two people faster qualified. So as few as six, at most, you know, eight people, and all of a sudden they're not only going to faster qualify, they're going to hit the manager level and get a free iPad. So make sure you go through your genealogy and look for those people who not only can faster qualify through the reset, but actually get promoted even beyond that, because that'll probably be a promotion. Getting a free iPad will motivate them to move on. And the other thing is, you know, Mr. Moore, I've been thinking a lot lately about, I've gotten some people who have complained about the service they got from the law firm or whatever, but it comes down to exactly what you mentioned to Jeff Bell when you first sat down with him, the product knowledge of the associates. And so I remember hearing Tony Petrillo one time at a Super Saturday say he read the membership contract 9 times. He wanted to get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, so he took the time to go through it. And, in fact, my team, my core team, that's what we're going to be doing this weekend, making sure that we go through the membership contract. And I would invite everyone to make sure that they have the product knowledge that Mr. Moore was concerned about. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, Mr. Cheever, appreciate that very much. I have one other quick announcement. Saturday, August, the 9th, Mr. Jeff Hughes will be the special guest speaker at the Fort Worth Super Saturday. He's going to be celebrating his 15th anniversary in Legal Shield. If you have anyone close to Fort Worth, Texas, you need to have him at that event. He does a fantastic job. It'll be at the Hilton Garden there in Fort Worth, so make sure that you get your people out to that event. And with that, Mr. Moore, I will turn it back over to you.
Well, Randy, I tell you what, a great call. We're a few minutes over, but I tell you what, I don't care if it did. I apologize to nobody. It's been worth every single bit of it. Everybody was great. And I think you know, now see, ladies and gentlemen, what I said about Jeff Bell. He's got the spark. He is the spark, along with everything we already have. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're waiting for. I think it's just time to get out there and do it. But I want to tell you a little story first. We're stepping over a lot of nuggets because I want to tell a story on myself. This last week, I had Mr. David Peterman call me and said, could you pick up an app for me? And I said, sure, David, because, you know, David does everything for the team and more. And he said, it's right there in Ada, Oklahoma, and I think she goes to your church. I knocked on the lady's door. She had the app ready. And sure enough, she goes to my church, but I had never offered her Legal Shield. It's true, she's a new member there. But I had never taken the time. I stepped over a nugget, but David Peter was smart enough to pick it up. Folks, there's a lot of gold laying around there, so we just need to open up our eyes, be a little bit more active, be more a little concerned. This is a great year. but it's just the beginning. It is just the beginning. You heard the man that's leading us. He's a God-fearing man. You heard what he said. So I want to say this to you. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. God first, family second, legal share third. God bless you. From the Moore family to your family, we wish you more success. Good night.
Good night, everyone.